With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military beginning a blockade of all Iranian ports starting Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After ceasefire talks with Iran over the weekend ended without an agreement, President Trump said the U.S. Navy would enforce the blockade. According to U.S. Central Command, the blockade will involve all Iranian ports. However, ships traveling between non-Iranian ports could still use the Strait of Hormuz. The president wants to weaken Iran's key leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait. Two Iranian news agencies reported that any military vessels in the strait would get a forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Vice President J.D. Vance says no agreement coming from the ceasefire talks with Iran that were held in Pakistan.
We go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms.
Well, the vice president says that nuclear weapons top the list of problems with Tehran.
The simple fact is that we need to see an affirmative commitment that they will not seek a nuclear weapon, and they will not seek the tools that would enable them to quickly achieve a nuclear weapon. That is the core goal of the president of the United States, and that's what we've tried to achieve through these negotiations.
With NASA's lunar comeback a major victory, the space agency already has the next Artemis flight in sights, a mission set for next year. Artemis 3's yet-to-be-named crew will practice docking their Orion capsule with a lunar lander in orbit around Earth. That will be our Artemis 4. That's coming in 2028. This is SRN News. In Quebec, prayer has been banned.
Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Center for a Small Town Jewish Cafe at Colby College, working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. Now, the center began a decade ago with the goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and have grown to run programs for more than 60 communities in 20 states. Organization says one out of every eight Jewish Americans live outside a major urban area. SRN News. Data centers, a hot topic these days. Arguments for the centers include their role in supporting modern technology, like AI and cloud services, which drive economic growth and job creation. Critics argue against them, saying they have significant energy consumption, raise electricity costs, and use a lot of water. Economist Steve Moore says data centers are indispensable, though, to today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You've got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
And Moore argue that data centers, though increasingly unpopular, are very important. Moore is with the Committee to Unleash Property and made his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details, srnnews.com.